Jesse, you must listen to WOY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home?
Huh?
Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house. But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon monoxide detectors near bedrooms and furnaces. Visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov to learn more, or call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 30th, join the Ultimate Frisbee Team for their practice happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the intramural field. Also happening on Tuesday, join the Computer Art Club for their meeting happening in Fine Arts 321 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lastly, join Student Association for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Thursday, join the Student Caribbean Association for a game of Spooky Bingo, happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel, discussion, and celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop, happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. Hope to see you there. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to have a great week and keep it locked.
Where is that?
Hello, WONY 90.9 FM. You're listening. Obscurities at Magna Chanel. I'm your host, Magna Chanel. It's a good day, good Sunday. Lit Sunday. Crowd's here. Wait, hold up. They love WONY. They love WONY. There we go. We're back. Back and better than ever. I got a few people training on the show with me today. Y'all could state your name and business. We'll get right into it. Go for it.
Hello, my name is Grady, and I want to become a DJ at WONY.
Good stuff. Don't we all? I want to become a DJ at WONY, too. I don't know what I'm doing here. Continue. Or like someone else go. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
You're stressing me out, bro. Jeez.
Hey, my name is Kelsey Robinson, and I also wanted to become a DJ or a podcaster. Are they two? Doesn't matter.
Good stuff. Sounds great. I think you could do both of those here.
Nice.
Hi, my name is Arrow, and I'm working on becoming a DJ at WONY. It seems to be a really interesting club.
It's a very fun club. Yeah. I can speak from experience. It's very fun, very exciting, interesting. You don't have a mic? Wait, steal his. A lot of jewelry.
Yes, sorry for the delay. Hi, I'm Ava, and I also want to be a DJ at WONY. I don't know.
Yeah. What's your major?
Oh, I'm fashion design.
How do you guys, if you all could speak, this is off the record, like give us your true thoughts about SUNY Oneonta.
I think Oneonta is pretty lit. Pretty poppin'.
Lit and poppin'.
Yeah, I mess with the school really heavy, trust.
Trust.
Take this back.
Okay, that's it. No more words for the people. There's a lot. There's like a million people listening right now. We get a million hits on Obscurities. They love it. You can't hear? There's a million people here. That's a lot of people, no? More people than I ever met in my life. Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. You're listening. Yeah, I do this every single week. I plan on playing like super depressing music, and then like I realize that I'm training people, and I'm like, I don't want to sit in the studio like all sad while I'm like with a bunch of people that I don't really know. So I'm like, all right. So I had to pick different stuff. So, you're listening to Obscurities. We're gonna get into it. Hopefully, people are listening. I think people are listening. My mother tells me people are listening, but I'm not sure. We're going to go into it. This is Ghost Rider by Suicide.
Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's looking so cute. Sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Baby, 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 he's a blazing away. Like the stars, stars, stars in the universe.
But the more you hate me, the more you will learn.
Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Baby, 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 he's a screaming the truth. America, America's killing his youth.
I feel so extraordinary. winter time is coming. The windows are filled with frost. I went to tell everybody, but I could not get across.
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that work to pay taxes, even businessmen. Everybody.
You picked the wrong Paris to haul ass through.
Everybody has to pay taxes. Even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even
hello. Wait, what mic are you at?
Four.
All right, so we were just having a conversation, and I felt like having it on air.
Hello.
So, say what you requested. Tell those people what they're about to listen to.
I requested to play Abandon Me by Quadeca and Kevin Abstract. Well, I mean, like, he's not really on it, but it's on, like, his album, like, Blush.
Quadeca is not on it.
No, Quadeca is on it. It's like a solo track.
But it's not.
Like, Kevin Abstract is, like, he's credited on the song, but, like, he's not actually, like, he doesn't do any vocals on it.
Interesting.
Because, like, I think the whole, like, point of, like, Blush was it's supposed to be, like a group album, sort of.
They all want to do the same. So this sparked a bigger conversation about Brockhampton, mm-hmm. the rap group, who is sadly no longer. I'm a big Brockhampton fan, been for a long time. I feel like I like, what you listened to Saturation, you said?
Yeah, I've listened to the first two on Saturation.
So the first two songs or the first?
No, I meant the albums. First two Saturation albums, yeah.
Okay. I would listen to Iridescence. Iridescence is my favorite album, by the way.
It's
like basically what happened with this band is, great band. They formed, I think, like 2016, around 2015, 2016. And then they had these like a string of three albums in a year. In 2017, they dropped Saturation 1, Saturation 2, Saturation 3. All three of those albums had the same guy on the album. It wasn't their front man, but it was this gentleman named Amir Van. Shortly after the third Saturation album dropped, Amir Van got full canceled. Like, he got, like, I don't know what actually happened with him. I think just like a bunch of girls came forward and started talking about allegations against him. He got fully canceled and they kicked him out of the group. And in the midst of them kicking him out of the group, they were in the middle of making this album Puppy. And Puppy never got released. You could listen to it probably unreleased, but the demos of Puppy, of what was going to be Puppy, it was their fourth album, or fifth, I think, because they had one before Saturation. But what was going to be Puppy turned into this album called Iridescence, and it's like all about the guy leaving the band, you know what I mean? Like, they literally kicked him out. He was on every single one of their albums, and then they kick him out.
Right.
It's like understandable why they kicked him out, but it's just crazy to try to bounce back from that, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't like stop making music. They like made music under the same name, but just like removed the guy who was like a mainstay in all their stuff. It was so crazy.
I mean, did it work out for them?
No, dude. I mean, they don't really make music anymore. They had, like, at the end of it, I think Kevin Abstract made, he was contractually obliged to stay as Brockhampton.
Oh, so is that why he like kept making music even though like Amir got kicked out of the
game? Yeah. I mean, Iridescence, like, they had music. Like, Iridescence is great. Sugar, their next album after that, is great too. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure they had a third one. But then they came out with two albums in 2024 or 2023, like, flat out, like, two albums, like, back to back in a week. And those were the albums that were, like, the contractual obligations that they had to put out to like, be done with their deal, basically, you know?
I think that's kind of interesting, too, because I think they, like, started, like, Kevin and Amir Van, like, started making music together, like, again, like, on Blush.
I saw that, which is why I kind of bring it up, too, because I just saw that on the thing. But, yeah, they had two albums in 2022 that didn't do as good because it was just Amir Van, it wasn't Amir Van, it was just Kevin Abstract kind of playing with the skeleton of Brockhampton. It was so it was an interesting thing to look at, like, from a listening perspective, because I love Brockhampton, you know, like, I just thought it was so like crazy that they tried to come back, didn't come back, and then they had to make music still because of contractual stuff,
right? You know? Yeah, no, that kind of stinks for them.
Yeah, it's a horrible situation to be in, especially when these people were like so close, you know, like, it's just so interesting. You should listen to, you don't have to, but you should listen to Iridescence by Brockhampton.
Yeah, I definitely want to get like more into them.
If you're into that stuff.
I really liked the first two Saturation albums, but I just never like, I don't even remember why I stopped. It was like,
I mean, it's old music now. It's dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they stopped making music. Like, it's just like, it's, I feel like an old man talking about Brockhampton in 2025. Like, they're so tired. It's like dead music. Like, they don't make music anymore. Like, but I think the music that they did make is fantastic. Yeah. And I wish I could play some Brockhampton.
I mean, if you want to, like, go for it. I don't even know if any of it's like clean for like the radio though. But
yeah, I'm not even sure, dude. Whatever. It's okay. This is your request, Abandon Me, Kevin Abstract, Quodeca. Apparently Kevin Abstract isn't even on it, so whatever.
Gold in my hands, gold in my heart, gold in your head, breathe us apart.
is that so hard? You're always there for me. Why won't you abandon me? Why won't you abandon me? Like everyone else. Tell me why. Why won't you abandon me?
I'm That's pretty sad. You know, it's interesting to me. I think the parts that we don't want to believe are the parts that are going to alter our lifestyle. Thank you. truth. I am the light. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, let me tell you something. I'm gonna talk more about this tomorrow, but there's a very popular thing going on in our society today. There is no absolute truth. Actually, and this is very sad, I think the last statistic I heard is that only 13% of born-again Christians believe the Bible is absolute. That's pretty sad. You know, it's interesting to me. I think the parts that we don't want to believe are the parts that are going to alter our lifestyle. I wonder how many atheists would believe in God if they didn't have to change their lifestyle to believe in God. It's amazing how we can conveniently decide we don't believe something just because it doesn't suit our flesh and allow us to do.
Bro, it's crazy because I was this past weekend, I had this is story time with Magnus. This past weekend, I was filling in for a friend of mine. He records podcasts, and he asked me to record this podcast for him because he knew that I could do it, because he wasn't going to be there. So I did it, and it was this philosophy professor talking to this other person who was really into philosophy, and they were just talking about, like, it was so crazy to me because, like, okay, like, whatever, we're not going to have a crazy philosophical conversation on WONY 90.9 FM right now, but, like, it was just, like, so interesting to me how overtly atheist they were. You know what I mean? Like, I've never met someone who's been, like, who said something about God and then been like, well, I don't actually believe in God, but then, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dude, like, you're going to just say that? Like, that's, well, you could say it, you could believe whatever you want, but, like, I just thought it was so interesting. I have never met someone that's been, like, the first time you meet them, like, I don't believe in the thing that everyone believes. You know what I mean? It was just kind of off-put. Like, it was just like, okay, not saying that I believe in God, I don't believe in God, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters that this guy felt the need to tell me, you know? Wait, you could talk in the mic. I'm talking in the mic right now. Wait, hold up. What mic is that? Continue. State your name and business as well.
Oh, I'm Ava, back on WONY, and what I was saying about atheism or any religion is I think there's extremism in every form of religion. Like,
agreed.
That's like any Christian, like, going up to and, like, forcing their beliefs on you. Like, people forcing atheism isn't right as well.
Agreed.
I don't think that's right. I mean,
totally agree.
I don't know. I don't want to, like, state my business, but
yeah, it doesn't matter.
I believe in, like, a little bit of everything. I consider myself polytheistic to some extent, and I couldn't imagine just, like, the first time I meet someone being like, yeah, so, like, I take a little bit.
Like,
I believe in, like, several different religions and none at all, if that makes sense.
I agree with you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe more in, like, the tangible, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So it's hard to say. But in the end, like, I feel like pushing your beliefs onto someone, it's like, okay.
No, right? I'm very against that. I grew up, like, with a very religious family, and that made me, like, diverge from that. And now, like, I don't like extremist forms of anything. I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know, inadvertently.
Thank you for having an opinion on it.
Of course. I'm a very opinionated person. No, I'm not really. Most of the time.
How do you feel about hot dogs?
I don't eat meat. I'm a...
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm a...
Talk about that.
Okay, so I'm actually a pescatarian because I eat fish. Like, I'll eat, like, sushi and stuff, but I refuse to eat meat. I don't know. I've been, like, a picky eater my whole life, and I really don't. I don't mess with meat. Is it,
like, a foodborne illness thing? Because my girlfriend won't touch meat because she's terrified of foodborne illness. So I'm just wondering, is that a factor that plays into it?
There's, like, a lot of factors. Because, one, like, I love animals, so I don't know. I feel, like, guilty, like, eating them. Like, pigs. I love pigs. Like, I can't eat pork. I think that meat can be somewhat unsanitary. And that's including fish. Like, I've kind of stopped eating fish. Like, I'm a big tofu person. I like repping tofu to people. I think it's a really good alternative.
Repping tofu to people?
Yeah. The Mills tofu and the pho. Like, guys, come on. It's really good.
Yeah, I don't know if I can agree with that. To be honest, people be pushing tofu on me. I feel like I'm not really with it.
Yeah, no, it's a very acquired taste, but, like, I feel like if you haven't tried it, you should, because it's, like, I eat it, like, every day. Like,
that's crazy. I can't get behind that.
I don't like meat. I also don't like the texture. It's, I don't know.
It's okay.
Sorry, y'all.
It's okay. No one's forcing you. I do make a pretty bomb, whatever. I love cooking meat, to be honest. I made a crazy stew the other day.
Ooh, see, that sounds good, but, like, I can't cook. Maybe the reason I don't eat meat is because I can't cook, and I'm, like, it makes me mad, so I don't,
I mean, like, it is hard to cook. It's hard to, like, get, my email's not showing up. It's hard to get, like, I don't know. It's just, it's not easy, you know what I mean? People, you would think it's easy to be a good cook, but it's hard to, like, you gotta... It's hard to do many things at once, you know?
Yeah, no, it's heinous. I'm like ADHD with that, where, like, I get distracted. I, like, burn the food and, like, set my house on fire.
Why not set your house on fire?
Because I like my house. Like, my house at home, like, my mom pays for. Like, I don't want to mess up her house, you know?
Burn the house down.
No. Oh, burning down the house by Talking Heads. I love
that
song.
That's a good song.
That, bro, I love the Talking Heads
so
much. You
know what? Like, what a great segue, to be honest.
Yeah, come on, guys.
I wasn't really thinking about that, but, like, to be honest, we're going to burn down your freaking house today.
We're burning down the house.
And then take the next thing.
The apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth. Stop looking at everybody else.
Telling them what they ought to change.
I know several of you have already thought and said you wish were here tonight because you know how much they need this message. Well, you're here and they're not. So guess what? God must have something for you. One of the biggest mistakes we make is showing up in the queue and not paying one bit of attention.
I'm gonna play, can you hear me? Wait, why can't I hear myself? My headphones are muted. I'm going to play a song from my band. We're going to drop this on Halloween. It's some stuff. I don't want to hear Burning Down the House anymore, but this is some Unreleased The Witch for y'all. What do they say? Some Unreleased The Witch for your head top, fool.
Ago, I realized that one of the reasons why people have such...
Oh,
once or twice a month. Do you want to be miserable the whole time you're here? Do you want to take anybody with you? If you're going to go to heaven, do you want to take anybody with you? Do you want to take some of your loved ones with you? You know, you don't have to beat your relatives over the head with the Bible. The Bible says that a woman can win her unsaved husband by her godly life. Not by going to church every Sunday and then grouching all week. Come on now, you came. You knew what you were going to get out of me when you came, so. But, you know, I mean, this is the absolute truth.
Welcome to the practical teaching of Joyce Meyer. We believe you'll enjoy this teaching entitled, The Way to Live.
Well, I'm excited about...
Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my